The World This Week. Business.
The Chinese government expressed confidence that it could reach a trade agreement with America by March the 1st, following Donald Trump's undertaking to postpone by 90 days the imposition of new tariffs on Chinese goods that were due to come into effect on January the 1st. Mr. Trump offered his olive branch in the trade war after a meeting with Xi Jinping at the G20 summit. However, there was some confusion about the details as American officials contradicted Mr. Trump's assertions about Chinese concessions. That spooked stock markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, NASDAQ and S&P 500 indices fell by more than 3% in a day.
Mengwan Zhou, the chief financial officer of Huawei and daughter of the Chinese company's founder, was arrested in Canada at the behest of America for alleged violations of sanctions. It comes as Western countries have warned against using Huawei's products in mobile phone networks, citing fears over espionage. BT, a telecoms provider in Britain, has reportedly banned core equipment made by the firm. The head of Britain's MI6 warned this week that Chinese technology embedded in communications infrastructure is a threat to national security.
Prosecutors in Frankfurt said that Deutsche Bank was cooperating with their inquiry into suspected money laundering. The German bank's offices were raided by 170 police officers and tax officials hunting for documents related to the investigation, which is based on a deep delve into the Panama Papers, a set of leaked documents into offshore financial transactions. Deutsche's share price swooned below 8 euros or $9, a record low.
The government in the Canadian province of Alberta announced a cut in oil production of 8.7% for the first 3 months of 2019. It will maintain a curb on output for the rest of the year. The government wants to boost the price of Alberta's oil, the price of which has fallen sharply this year because of a glut caused by bottlenecks in the pipelines that transport the commodity for export. With oil prices dropping generally, OPEC and Russia met in Vienna to discuss cuts to production.
Another week, another scandal for Facebook. A British parliamentary committee investigating fake news released documents which, it said, showed that Facebook had given some companies full access to user data, despite a change to its platform that limited what developers could see. The documents were seized from a developer that is suing the social network. Facebook says they are misleading and insists it has never sold people's data.